Okay, John chapter 9, verse 39, for judgment. And Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world. We could stop there, couldn't we? What did he said, for judgment I am come into this world. That's what Jesus said. That is so juxtaposed to everything that's mentioned and preached about our Lord today. For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind. Now I'm going to give you advice as such today. And you might think, well, I've never do that. And a lot of folks might believe that. I'm going to tell you, never deny God. Never deny God. And the religious would say, well, I would never deny God. You got your Bibles. I'd go ahead and turn to the book of Romans chapter 1. I should use it for the purpose of the word. Never deny God. That God is. That God is truth. That's what God is. He is truth. Never deny God. I think if the mark of the beast might be revealed, it would be have to do with the denying of God. Though many would say, well, I don't deny him. But I'll attempt to show how so many professing today actually deny God. Through Job's suffering, because next to our Lord, I don't know anyone that suffered more than Job. He never denied God. You remember his wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? But he never denied God. He spoke foolishly, which we all do at times, but he never denied God. And he said a verse that was very poignant to me in a time in my life near death. And though he slay me, Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. That's what he said. If he kills me, I trust him. Job 9:32 said, Job said, for he's not a man. He's talking about God as I am. He's not a man like we are that I should answer him. I don't have anything to say to God. God has to say to me. And Job said, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. We don't come together with God for judgment. Jesus said, for judgment I'm coming to the world. We don't come together with God for judgment. It's God's judgment. And in that book of Romans where we're leading up to, in Romans 9:20, he said, who art thou that repliest against God? Who are you? And in Job 24:13, he said, they are of those that rebel against the light. They know not the ways thereof. That's who Jesus was talking to in our text, those Pharisees. They know not the ways thereof, nor abide in the paths thereof. He said, because you think you see and you don't. And that's why you're in sin, because you think you see. And I speak these things because of the times that we're in. I just read an article, I guess there's we don't have one around here, but there's a health club or a gymnasium type, whatever they call them, called Planet Fitness, and a woman complained because there was a man in the women's dressing room shaving. And Planet Fitness says, just get over it. That's your fault for being uncomfortable around transgender. Transgender. Funny, I've got God's word before me, and I don't find transgender. What I find is God created them male and female. The times we're in. It may be said of a surety. And this is what we read in Romans chapter 1, verse 25. They have changed the truth. Look at it. They have changed the truth of God into a lie.
Amen.
Now, once truth is gone, now listen, man becomes as God. You shall be as gods, as his own God. As it's spoken in John chapter 3, rejecting the light. God gives light. This is God's word. This is the way it is. It is no other way. And Romans chapter 1 of all the chapters is surely upon us at this hour. Vain in their imaginations. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And we see plainly that God has given them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts. And the ultimate manifestation of which is mentioned in Romans chapter 1, now hear it, men with men. Everywhere, excuse me, everywhere today. Did you ever think that would be a normal thing? It's not normal. Even women with women. That which is against nature, which God created, reprobate mind. That which is not convenient, they have changed the truth. Listen, into a lie. And I can't tell you how important that is, that they have changed the truth into a lie. Look at verse 25, Romans chapter 1. We'll read down through the rest of the chapter to verse 32. Who changed the truth of God into a lie. And they worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And for this cause, because of this, God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving into themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to reprobate mind. There's a great definition. If you have a good Bible, reprobate, but void of judgment. Void of judgment. Jesus said, for judgment I'm coming to this world. To do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are what? Worthy of death. You better see it. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Have pleasure in them. They allow it. The parent allows that child. The employer allows that employee. And the pastor allows that parishioner. They allow it. And when you do, you have pleasure in the same. I call the tip of the unrighteous spear is poisoned with sodomites. And you better hear it. It's poisoned with sodomites. It's the leading edge of that evil movement of changing the the truth of God into a lie. Men with men, women with women. Just remove that one poison. That one poison and see the change. It changes everything. And that one poison is the mascot for much of the rest. Get rid of the queers. Get rid of the lesbians and the effeminate. The gender deniers. The pedophiles. And some truth will return. It's the spearhead of the occultic. And it leads to vile affections of unmentionable sorts. You can't even read the news. It's gross. It's obscene. The news. What's happening around us. Surely it must have been so in Noah's day. And it involves children and even human sacrifice. And if sodomites aren't abhorrent to you, then you're part of it. If sodomites are not abhorrent to you, you're one of them. Because you're taking pleasure in it. And it's the sickest form of God denying. The sickest. And all the rest cannot become right until the sodomites are put out of the land. It's ever been so. Even by God himself. Without natural affection, worthy of death. And that's New Testament theology, mister. New Testament. Get it or get out. And this should be shouted from every pulpit in the land. From every God-fearing man in the land. From every truth-believing child of God. And to not do so, listen, changes the truth into a lie. If you allow it, if you don't speak against it, you change the truth into a lie. You deny God. And these perverts are Satan's flagship who change the truth of God into a lie. This right here. Sin manifested. They pervert verse 20 right here. Look at verse 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. The nature that God created, you get that? The nature that God created, willfully violated in their own bodies. Verse 23, and changed, look at it, they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. And now accepted to even pulpits and churches, God forbid, corrupted the image of God. God deniers. Was not man originally created in God's image? What could be more abominable? Vile affections. God forbid. And of such abomination, God ordered Lot and his family. They drug them out of Sodom. The angel drug them out and said, don't even look back. You get that? Don't even look back. To which Lot's wife, of course, did turn to a pillar of salt. And we're reminded in the New Testament, remember Lot's wife. Perhaps we should remember. Every mention of such, queers, lesbians, child molesters, freaks. Remember Lot's wife. There's you a good byword. Every time you see one of these creeps, remember Lot's wife. Do you have the guts to not deny God? If you remember the Levite of such abhorrence was the sins we're speaking of, that he took his concubine and he cut her into 12 pieces. Now you think about that. He took this woman and he divided her body into 12 pieces and sent each piece to a tribe of Israel, 12 tribes. And a whole tribe of Israel, tribe of Benjamin, almost annihilated sodomites. There's been whole civilizations, societies, governments, sodomites. Not an enemy from without. Sodomites. Men with men, women with women. God deniers, truth changers, changing God's image to that, listen, which is corruptible. Every time you see one of these people, they've changed God's image. They've rejected the light. They've crucified Christ afresh. There's no other way to put it. How can we sugarcoat such abomination? And how many in churches complicit and complacent? Denying the very God they profess. Verse 24, wherefore God, this God gave them up to uncleanness. He gave them up to it through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. That's God. And we allow it. We put up with it. We tolerate it. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who's blessed forever. Amen. 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 Indoctrination. See it all around us. The schools. Oh, it's okay. We've got them teaching. We're telling the young people that, well, you're not really a boy. You're not really a girl. Do you not see it? Change the truth of God's word into a lie. Change into corruption. Even the churches, the government, tolerance, they call it. Abomination, God calls it. What do you call it? Do you just go along to get along? You also changing the truth of God into a lie, denying God? How far will you go before you stand against such? Remember Lot's wife. Before you tell the truth, if you dare, before you tell the truth, if the truth be in you, no man can speak that which isn't in him. Jesus said, for judgment I'm come into this world. And Romans 1 is as clear an indictment as is found in all of Scripture. If you turn back to John chapter 8, the words of our Lord himself, Jesus Christ, verse 43 through verse 45, he said, why do you not understand my speech? The same as Romans chapter 1, what we're reading this morning. Even because you can't hear my word, you can hear my word. They can hear me up the road. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar, and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Could you even picture every pastor in every evangelical church this morning at this hour preaching this word? And the people from those churches going out on the highways and the byways and preaching this word? Do you believe me? Do you believe God? This word? Or have you, sir, ma'am, changed the truth into a lie? He said, for judgment, I am come into this world. Elijah said, choose you this day. Today is the day for judgment. Our precious Lord said, I am come into this world.